Gittin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav 9:6, another kind of weird what if Mishnah. So here the Mishnah's setup is you have a single piece of paper that has two full Gittin written on it. You can imagine the paper just for our purposes here, like kind of folded down the middle, like, you know, from top to bottom. So it's two halves, the left and right half. On the left half is written, you know, a couple A's get, and the right half is a couple B's get. Now, at the bottom, we're going to have a single pair of witnesses that are going to sign for both. And the way they're signing is going to be essentially he'll write, you know, Reuven ben Yaakov Aid. So he puts like the Reuven ben on the one side, I'll call it on the right side, and then the Yaakov Aid on the left side of the fold, if you will. So now, that's the kind of the setup. Now understand, when a person signs, the proper way to sign is indeed his name, ben, his father's name, Aid. That's correct. But if a person signs just his own first name, so he just writes it as Reuven, that actually is going to be okay. Or a person could even write Ben Yaakov, like the son of his father's name, like, you know, Ben Avram for Moshe and so on. That would work also. Okay, so now, here we have a situation in which the first two witnesses are going to be signing, you know, let's say Avram Ben Terach and Yaakov Ben Yitzchak, where it's the Avram and the Yaakov on the right side, beneath the right get, and the Terach and Yitzchak on the left side. So that's going to be fine for the right side, for sure, because they're signing up properly. The concern is that if we have another two witnesses who are signing for the other get, on the left side, let's call it, okay, and we're focusing on Eidei Chasima, we need signatories here, and the other signatories speak a different language, the Mishnah's choice of language is Yavanis, Greek, but we can think of it as English, it's the same thing. And that language is a language that's written from left to right, unlike Hebrew, which is from right to left. So now we have to be a little bit concerned, says the Mishnah, that the second pair changed the order in which they wrote their names in an attempt to mimic what went above them. In other words, the concern is that for whatever reasons, the second pair of signatories thought, well, I see the first names go in the right column, and the second name, we'll call it, goes in the left column, so we'll do the same thing. And I guess that's just that's sort of conceivable, kind of like, you know, good old the Rambam, his name was Moshe ben Maimon, but he's known as Maimonides, right? And I'll call it Greek for lack of a better term right now. Right? He's known by his father's name. So the thought was maybe instead of writing like Moshe ben Maimon in English letters or Greek letters, he wrote Maimon first, ben Moshe or whatever, so that the Moshe, his first name is lined up with the previous signatories, first names on the right side. And if that would be the case, then we have no signatories going on the left, and therefore the second one is no good. So that's the strange setup of our Mishnah here. Here it says inside. Shnei Gittin, if you have two get contracts, Shekasvan ze betzad ze, both written side by side on a single piece of paper, like imagine with a fold down the middle for argument's sake. Ushnei Eidim Ivrim ba'in mitacha ze letachas ze. So then the first two signatories are going, writing their names in Hebrew, meaning from right to left, and therefore their essential signature, their first name, is on the right side of the paper. Ushnaim Eidim Yavanim, but then come two other witnesses who speak as a first language Greek, and they write from left to right. Bam mitacha ze letacha ze, and they write their two signatures beneath those. So then we're concerned that they switched the order of the names around, and they were only signing on the right-hand side instead of the left-hand side also. So therefore, Esha Edom HaRishonim Nikraim Imo Kasher. The contract, which can be written read with the first pair of witnesses, meaning the get that's written on the right side of the paper, directly beneath which are two witnesses, which we know their first names are on that side, so then that's going to be kosher. But the second, meaning the one on the left, won't be kosher because we're afraid that the signatories that we would be using, the Greek ones, actually put their father's name, not their name, and therefore they mix it up, and it's no good. Obviously, we're assuming here that it's Eidei Chasima or Karsi, and that's essential. So therefore, it would be no good. We're afraid that they botched their signature in an attempt to parallel the structure of the people that came before them. And therefore, says the Mishnah further, Eid Echad Ivri Ve'ed Echad Yavani, Eid Echad Ivri Ve'ed Echad Yavani. If instead of writing the first two in Hebrew right to left and the second two in Greek left to right, so you have a Hebrew, then a Greek, a Hebrew, then a Greek, so it would probably be done right to left, left to right, right to left to right, but we're afraid that the second guy who's writing in left to right Greek is paralleling the structure of the first guy to try to sign to the first, meaning the one on the right, get. So he puts his last name before his first name. Therefore, we don't know what he's done. And therefore, nothing's kosher. Shnehem psulin, both of the get contracts are puzzle because we don't know if the signatures are good and to whom, what's going to what. Lalacha, I don't know if this is lalacha, but since we're passing Eidei Maaser Karsi, the signatures being botched wouldn't necessarily be a problem at all. We can have no signatures at all and still have a kosher get.